Some workers today are seeing their jobs disappear as robots and artificial intelligence take their places. It's both blue-collar and white-collar fields that are affected. In today's segment of the Bostonomics series called The Future of Work, WBUR's Asma Khalid looks at the impact of automation on the work of lawyers.
Shannon Capone-Kirk runs the e-discovery practice at Ropes & Gray. It's a prestigious law firm with panoramic views of the Boston skyline. In order to understand what she does, you've got to understand what life was like when she was a new lawyer in the late 90s. Her first job was document review.
What that meant was literally spending weeks upon weeks in either a warehouse or a conference room flipping through banker's boxes and reading documents. Paper documents.
Kirk says every big corporate law firm used an army of first-year law grads for this paperwork.
Then if we found something that was relevant to the litigation, we would tag it with Post-it notes. And that was it. That was how archaic it was.
It was time-consuming and expensive. So Kirk says firms began to use software. And in the last few years, the algorithms have gotten much more sophisticated and much more popular. It's not just about search terms. It's the machine learning how to prioritize what documents the lawyer finds relevant. Humans set the parameters, but computers whittle down those millions of documents. And Kirk says the job of a corporate lawyer is changing not just because of technology.
Part of it is the technology. But the other part of it is the industry now has numerous options for contract attorneys.
Attorneys like Kelly Tiller. We meet on a picnic table outside of a nondescript building in Woburn. Inside, she sifts through legal documents on a computer for hours doing e-discovery. It's a job that requires a lot of patience.
Just your tolerance for being able to sit and continuously look at a computer screen where sometimes the words may or may not blend together because you feel like you've seen the same two or three sentences over and over and over again.
She's making less than $30 an hour. A law firm would have charged a couple hundred dollars for this same work. Taylor is 34, a former semi-professional basketball player, and when she talks, she still has the optimism of an athlete. She admits this work was not what she had envisioned for herself, but
for me, what it means is an opportunity to break into the legal profession. As we know, residual bills, they don't stop because we aren't employed.
Tiller isn't scared by the technology. In fact, she says it'll likely make her work more efficient. Plus, she just started a new gig as a public defender in the Lawrence District Court. And Tiller's story supports an idea I heard repeatedly in reporting this story. As private law firm jobs dwindle, more lawyers may enter public service.
Let's get hands raised. That's Ted, Michael, Rachel. There's a fourth member? I love it. We need four members. So...
Gabe Tenenbaum teaches a class at Suffolk Law School called Lawyering in the Age of Smart Machines. He's focused on teaching students how to create automated contracts.
The same way that you or I might use software at the end of the year to fill out our taxes and create a tax return in just a few minutes for just a few dollars, we can do that with legal forms.
Tenenbaum says this is the new frontier for law. Automation allows lawyers to take on more cases for less money, making the law more affordable and accessible for you and me.
There are some entire areas of law where basically the whole practice area could be automated. Anytime there's legal work that is easily repeatable, in other words, wills, trusts, residential real estate closings, it's work that's done over and over and over again.
And Tenenbaum says he's already seeing this. He points to LegalZoom, the popular online legal company that charges a fraction of what a traditional law practice would for a will. We should note, LegalZoom is a financial underwriter for public radio.
Over time, you'll see continued sort of erosion of traditional legal jobs with technical jobs.
And he says these technical jobs will effectively replace old school attorneys. Still, Tenenbaum doesn't think we're anywhere near the death of lawyering. He says tech is merely changing an industry that's been stagnant for years. But that in itself can be intimidating. Between 2005 and 2015, nationally, law school applications fell by some 40%. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.